Tim Livingston, Pete Livingston, and Sam Livingston. Those Livingston brothers.
Start this bitch off right.
That's almost as good as my Ike's Place joke.
God damn it, Tim.
It almost.
I would have been on this podcast like 2 weeks ago when the Giants said lunch to the Dodgers.
This is Those Livingston Brothers. Thank you for listening in. I'm Peter Livingston.
I'm Tim Livingston.
I'm Harrison Young.
He's not Harrison Livingston.
He's our special guest.
Welcome to show number 171.
It is Sunday, September 14th, 2014, in the year of our Lord. And we are going to be talking about things and stuff today.
Very nice, Pete.
Very much so. So, where to start? Things are winding down in baseball. Do you want to start with baseball?
No.
Do you want to do video games?
I don't know. Let's just talk about the depression we're feeling right now, San Francisco-based sports fans.
What are you feeling, Tim?
So, the Niners, they almost drove me to alcoholism tonight.
Well, I think your brother almost drove
me
to alcoholism.
Well, I mean, my brother, Pete, almost drove me to alcoholism tonight. Because he's like, yo, if you keep drinking, they'll keep marching down the field.
And they did.
And then they stopped.
Yeah, because you stopped.
Actually did, because, I mean, you stopped drinking.
Yeah, Tim, it's not a coincidence.
No, that's not how life works.
And then they ran the clock for 45 seconds and then called a timeout for no reason.
Colin Kaepernick, give 35 seconds to call a play.
Harrison,
not the football.
Let's call a timeout 7 seconds before 2.
Harrison, who's not like a football fan at all, just sitting there is like, why didn't he call timeout earlier? And it's like, that's a good question, Harrison. So
Harrison just like sitting in the back chimes in, why don't they hike the ball? It's like, yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Why don't they play football? Why don't you snap
the fucking football and run a play and see what happens? My God.
Can we talk about... Yeah, so fucking... Okay. So first off, if you're sitting there saying, oh, this wouldn't happen if we had Alex Smith, fuck you. Because we're way past that now. Get over your Alex Smith obsession. They couldn't fucking... They could barely... They lost Andrew Luck? They were up 35-10 in the playoffs last year and they lost, so I could give a fuck less what you think about Alex Smith.
But Alex Smith had a great game.
No, he didn't. You know what? You know how long a game is, Pete? 60 minutes. You know how long that Alex Smith played a great game for? 30 minutes. That's not a great game.
Okay.
So
how much of a great game do you need to play in order to balance it out with a bad game? Like, do you need to play, like, a great game for, like, 45 minutes? Do you need to play, like, a bad game for, like, the last 15?
If you're
good game?
Just, like, start shotgunning beers on the side.
Yeah, right?
Hey, 45 minutes? I was fucking lights out.
If you're the Chicago Bears, I guess the answer is, like, 34 minutes. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I mean, it's just sad. I feel sad right now. I feel really sad.
I think the entire Bay Area just feels, like, sad at this time.
Oh, and shout-outs to Levi's Stadium for not really looking like this incredible, incredible stadium. It just looked like another stadium.
That's fine.
I guess.
Why does it have to be... You're not sitting there watching the stadium on TV. You're watching...
We were. That's what we did tonight.
But you're watching the football players.
Yeah, but I guess I don't get the... I understand, and I'm actually wearing my Candlestick Park shirt tonight because of laundry more than anything else. There was a
Are you sure it wasn't out of spite?
No, it wasn't out of spite. I think that...
Tim, I think you're kind of full of shit. Tim, look at me in the face. Don't smile.
No.
If you can say it without smiling, tell me that you're not full of shit.
We just had that flashback to Wayne's World where they told him not to say anything.
Tell me that you're not full of shit.
I'm not full of shit.
Look at me.
Stop smiling at me, Pete.
I'm not smiling.
Stop.
At you.
You're smiling
at
me right now.
Yeah,
that's a smile.
If you can lock eyes with me and say,
I can't.
I'm not full of shit.
I can't look into your eyes for too long. I can't. It doesn't work that way. I'm so lost in them. I can't do it.
You're full of shit.
I'm full of shit. No, but I don't understand the big deals. Like, yay, new park and all that. But this team. 17 penalties, I think it was. 17 penalties for over 120 yards.
A lot of those are BS, though. You know, the thing about it...
I don't care. If you're in the high teens, dude,
There were you know, some offside penalties, some one spear.
No. Those are accepted penalties. Those aren't total penalties. Those were accepted penalties tonight.
But still, it doesn't mean you can accept a penalty that shouldn't have been called a penalty.
Well, but that's not like the majority of those penalties. You're talking about three or four penalties. That's still a shitload of penalties.
I'm going to kick you.
You're not. Because it's like, oh, it's a bullshit penalty. It's like, okay, so there's a lot of holding. There was a lot of defensive holding. There was a lot of illegal contact. There was a lot of shit calls to an extent, but at the same time, the referees are looking for those calls. That's the point of emphasis this year. And so, Jim Harbaugh, who is, you know, the guy who people talk about as like this noted disciplinarian, all of a sudden is like, well, not so much. And this doesn't help the image that everybody thinks that he has control of this team. So, I don't know.
Do you think that he's gone after this year?
So, he's got a year left after this season. They won't make him a lame duck coach. And the Niners either have to extend him or let him go on his merry way somewhere else.
Alex Smith, him.
Against Denver in the game they lost.
Against the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
In the playoff game.
Sure.
Passing yards,
mm-hmm.
363 passing.
Sure.
Yards.
And did they win that game, Pete?
Rushing yards.
Did they win that game, Pete? Look at first and second half, because he was not good in the second half, not good at all.
Without some of his best players, Ken.
Sure, but they didn't lean on him.
Let's just say Colin Kaepernick loses Anquan Boldin. Michael Crabtree.
Sure. A good team can fill in spots even if they aren't that great.
Okay. That's an argument you can make.
But my whole point is bringing Alex Smith into the argument does nothing.
Well, this isn't even about Alex Smith making the argument. It's about talking shit about his playoff performance.
Yeah.
He balled out in the playoffs.
No. But as good as he was, he didn't do enough still. And that's my thing is nobody talks.
What's enough?
How about Colin Kaepernick coming back from down 21-3 in the second half on the road in Atlanta and taking his team to the NFC Championship? Or how about him coming back? Oh, no, sorry. That was to take him to the Super Bowl, right? So, and that's the thing. So, Alex Smith beat the Saints at home. That's great. He had a good, you know, game against the Chiefs. That's great. But Kaepernick got you within a play of the Super Bowl for the second straight year. And he made a bad throw, and he'll tell you to this day he made a bad throw. And Richard Sherman, who got blown up today by the San Diego Chargers, will tell you that he thinks he's still the best cornerback on this planet, except he didn't say shit after that game. And so, I don't...
Did he get blown up today?
Oh, dude, he totally got blown up today. Phillip Rivers freaking threw at him at will today. Didn't ignore him at all. Freaking threw at him at will. He got picked apart today. And so... This whole bullshit about Kaepernick not being good enough or Smith being better than Kaepernick, you're really just splitting hairs. You're basically taking advantage of Kaepernick's mistakes and saying, oh, Smith wouldn't do that. And in reality, Kaepernick got you to the NFC Championship twice, got you to the Super Bowl once, got you a play away from the Super Bowl twice.
He also got us a loss against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and so now, looking at this, the onus is on Kaepernick, and he did make the mistakes tonight.
He did.
He made four very bad mistakes. There were a couple of good plays by the Bears' defense, but all in all, they were his mistakes that he made. And he's still not... He's a boomer bust guy. He's not a consistent quarterback.
Can you win an NFL championship?
Hell yeah.
With a boomer bust guy?
Hell yeah. Brett Favre. Brett Favre was a boomer bust guy.
I don't know, though.
He was totally a boomer bust guy.
He was, like, every year throwing for, like, 4,500
But he was also throwing for almost as many interceptions as he was touchdowns. There's a reason why he's the NFL
beat leader. But he was consistent.
Get the fuck with out of here touchdowns. With that shit.
He was, though, right? If you're going to say, this guy's going to throw you 40 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But he will also throw you 30 interceptions.
Kaepernick got you a couple touchdowns tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm not fretting that.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of interceptions.
It's also a lot of touchdowns.
A lot of interceptions.
So it's a lot of strikeouts and
a lot of interceptions.
That is a lot.
Harrison, I mean, the 49ers had 3 tonight.
Yes.
And that lost them the game.
Yeah.
5 turnovers.
Even if you had 4 touchdowns, which the 49ers...
Three
and some field goals. So those two interceptions lost them the game.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, so because the Niners didn't win on their home opener, everybody's like, yeah, they can't. And same thing with the Giants today. They lost. I was like,
okay, Giants lost to Kershaw.
Yeah. You're losing to the one pitcher on the face of this earth right now where if you beat him, you should be like praying to whatever God you believe in that you beat him. That's how fucking good he is.
Although when you lose and you it's just so disheartening when you have Petit pitch his heart out and then you lose because of errors.
Oh yeah, like, no, those two errors fucking.
Yeah, that first inning was
that was precious.
I know my favorite part of the game was, though, and it's a Dodgers thing, it's not a Giants thing, which sucks, but it's my favorite part of the game. So, one out in the eighth, Kershaw gets panic to ground out, right? And so you have Posey coming up, and then you have Pence coming up, right? So, righty-righty. And they have Brian Wilson down on the bullpen, ready to go. And Matty Lee comes out there, and everybody thinks, oh, this is done for Kershaw, 2 righties up, Brian Wilson's coming up. And I think, like, you only saw Kershaw kind of peering over Mattingly's head, but he's just, like, sitting there rubbing the ball. And I always like to think that his words in this situation were, you really want to bring Brian fucking Wilson in instead of me right now? And then he got Posey and Pence to get out to end the inning. And it was just like, I think it's really funny when Mattingly was like, oh, I got the righty down in the bullpen. I'm not going to stick with the best pitcher
on the
planet.
How many times have they warmed up Wilson in the Giants bullpen only to have him not bring him in this season? I have to feel like it's been like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, that's pretty bad. No, he's done, dude. He's pretty done at this point. But yeah, that Giants game. Yesterday's game was such a fart. I don't even want to talk about it. But it was just like today's game. Forget that. That was.
It's not over. Like,
no, it's not.
It's not over. We
play
still
once
have,
more, right?
Yeah, we're playing 3 more games, and I believe it's not going to be their aces this time, unless they switch the rotation again, which I feel like is sort of risky. I mean, 3 games is a big lead, but it's not that big of a lead when you have 3 games versus, you know, the team you're
That's a potential 6 game swing.
Yeah. So we're not going to be facing Kershaw Reed again.
So yeah, I mean it's a possibility.
I feel like our overall starting staff is better than the overall starting staff.
I would agree.
They have Kershaw, but in clutch games, I feel like their only pitcher is Kershaw.
Well, Kershaw, yeah. I mean,
and that's not even because he's fantastic. It's just that every game that he pitches in clutch situations, it's...
Well, Greinke did his shit. Greinke did his shit yesterday, too, and he's good. But Grew...
Yeah, but I'm saying,
good.
I'm not counting just us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm counting just, you know, baseball teams in general.
Yeah.
Kershaw is their guy, and Greinke, I really feel like, hasn't proved himself in clutch situations in the playoffs, so really...
No. Well, neither does Kershaw. People forget about Game 7 of the 2013 NLCS.
Yeah, but he was pitching on, 2 days rest?
I don't give a fuck. You're out there, you're being asked to do your job. No, he's pitching on... He was 3 days rest. But it was just like...
That's hard to do when you're a power pitcher. You need that rest, dude.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know.
It's funny. I just feel like everybody getting all overreactive about shit just pisses me off. And I understand that that's because people
are very much into this, and they, like, oh, they're full bore into it. But, like, I look at it way differently than most fans. Harrison looks at it way differently than most fans. Pete looks at it way differently than most fans. And we're outliers when it comes to fandom because we have different things that we think of. And so what I don't like
is... I just think of how can we incorporate cheerleaders
right.
into baseball.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Like
right.
in Japan.
Bitch. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, they have them in Japan?
They do.
Why don't they go to Japan?
In Nippon? So, but I'm very interested to see what happens going forward with the Giants because in the next 2 weeks you're going to find out whether Hudson is okay. Like, there's questions now of whether or not he's tired. Like, if maybe he...
I think he's tired.
I think he is. If you do what he did yesterday when the highest you're hitting was 86, right? And Lincecum needs to be nowhere near the playoff roster. Not even close. He needs to not even sniff it at this point. You can't. He's completely done.
And I feel like Batiste has proved himself.
Yeah. And so
even if they have to pitch him at home,
right.
as opposed to having a pitch away, like, you can't go, you know, he was going pitch for pitch with Kershaw today.
Yeah, he was.
And how can you not have that
well,
on your
playoff
roster?
And he talked about how he needed to get ahead of people, and then, of course, he gets behind a Matt Campbell. What happens? Bomb, right? And so...
But he was doing such a goddamn...
Yeah.
He was keeping just... He was mixing his two speeds, and they were not catching on at all.
Yeah. But the question now becomes, like, can you win with him being your just second best pitcher? And I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know about that. Like, if Hudson's hurt, did he have bump on or what?
How many baseball teams have a deep starting pitching staff right now?
Dodgers, Mariners.
Because Tim, it's all
Cardinals.
About, Tim, here's the reason why. If you look
Nationals.
At the Giants, if you look at the Giants pitching staff.
Yeah.
In a playoff situation.
They're not better than the Dodgers. They're not better than the Nationals.
If you're looking at a one game at a time scenario, when it gets to the playoffs, as far as I'm concerned, I think people are able to dig down deep and go beyond the, oh, I have a tired arm. I think that people can dial it up and say, hey, I can give you my best stuff for this one game because I'm probably only going to get one game this series.
Yeah, but...
And so if you think about it, you're going to get the best you possibly can out of Tim Hudson, who is just a freaking wizard
out there. You have to hope that. That's the thing.
No, Tim, you're going to get that.
You're
going to
get that.
You're not going to get Tim Hudson, who's a professional pitcher, going out there and be like,
So then what happened Saturday?
Destin... It's not a playoff game.
You're
bringing up a different scenario. The scenario I'm talking about is in a playoff situation, you have pitchers that are probably only going to get one chance. It's completely based on the rotation that team wants to go with, four pitchers, five pitchers, whatever. But more than likely, you're probably going to see Tim Hudson once. And in that one game, you are going to get the most dialed in, focus Tim Hudson of the entire year.
But if they hit him, it doesn't matter. I don't care if
Tim dialed in. Yeah, and you know what? If they don't hit him, then it does matter. What I'm talking about is in the playoffs, you're going to get the most dialed in version of every single pitcher on the Giants pitching staff.
And so
Bumgarner, Hudson, Petit, everybody.
And so are the hitters on the other team. Everybody's dialed in the playoffs, Pete.
So would you rather have the most dialed in, on point, like, mentally, Giants pitching staff or whoever they're facing?
But you're assuming that because you're dialed in, you're going to win.
I'm not.
You are.
Am I saying that?
You're saying the way you're saying it to me is that, like, you're saying that because Hudson's dialed in, that automatically means there's going to be success. And that's not always the case.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what would you rather have in a situation, Tim? Listen to the question.
Okay.
You're in the playoffs.
Sure.
It's Tim Hudson. He has one game in the playoffs.
Okay. Who's not dialed in the playoffs, Pete? That's my question.
Okay, so everybody is in their... They're, like, the most focused.
Right.
Who do you think would win between, like, the Cincinnati Reds?
They're not in the playoffs.
I'm just... Fuck, Tim. For the love of fuck, dude. You're an idiot.
P. Pete.
You don't under... Okay, listen. You have the best that Tim Hudson will have mentally.
Right.
Against the best that whatever team they fucking play in the playoffs has mentally
right.
on offense.
Right.
What would you rather take?
It depends on who they're playing, Pete.
Who do you think they're going to play?
So, in the one-game playoff...
Just game, who are they going to play? Who do you think they're going to play?
So,
for the sake of a fucking argument,
so
just
a,
say who do you
so
think
So, that's what I'm trying to bring up, Pete.
I don't want to hear the, if this happens, who are they going to play?
If they're gonna,
say the
if
team.
They play the Cardinals...
Okay, so let's just say the Cardinals.
Okay.
Because I don't... It's just... Because this is getting stupid, because you're not answering the question.
Yes, I...
You have Tim Hudson dialed in against the dialed-in Cardinals lineup.
Yeah. Like, then I would probably pick the Cardinals lineup.
Okay.
Because they have a better offense.
So it took fucking 10 minutes
right.
of to get that.
But what
so
I'm
you have no faith in Tim Hudson.
I'm telling you right now that the best that the Giants pitchers can pitch right now against the best offenses that you're going to face in the playoffs, the only guy who I have complete faith in is Madison Bumgarner.
So
none of the
even,
other guys.
Then they won't even make the playoffs.
So they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to have Bumgarner pitch in the one-game playoff. They're going to go to the National League Division Series.
And then lose.
And then they're probably going to play the Dodgers, and they'll probably lose.
Okay.
And that's what sucks about this. That, and this is where my fandom gets called into question. It's like, look, I want the Giants to be a World Series winning team. I want them to win 100 games every season. But I'm so deep into thinking about this game a different way than other people, that when I try to bring this up to them, they get all pissed off. And it's like, look, if you don't think that every time I watch the Giants that I'm rooting for them to win, it's like, I don't know what to tell you. But what I'm trying to say is, as dialed in as people can be, and this is what people bring up about Vogelsong and bring up about PB, is that nobody talks to them on their game days when they pitch. And I understand that because
PB's going to be lights out.
But
you need to get him out in the sixth inning.
But
just go to your bullpen.
But my concern is that anything can happen in the playoffs. The Giants know this. The other teams know this. And so to me, it's not about being dialed in so much as you taking advantage of any single
situation. Which I agree, but you're
into.
Going off on the tangent of what I was just trying to say
right.
is who would you rather like. That's what I was saying. And not any other thing. Just look at that. It's just the one thing.
I think you're making it too complicated. It's who would you? What would you rather have? Pitching
right.
or hitting? And we all know the answer to this question is pitching.
Right.
100% of the time
but
in playoffs.
But the Giants don't have the pitching that people think that they do. They don't.
It's nowhere near as good as when they won their other World Series.
No.
But this is a different team. You look up and down this lineup, and you look at the past 2 months, and the numbers are absolutely ridiculous for our lineup. And
which I agree.
But like, if you're facing the Dodgers and you might face Kershaw three times,
you're going to face Kershaw good twice. And then you're going to face Kershaw, a not-rested Kershaw, the third time.
Right.
Which is what you just...
The Giants
just
have proven that they can get to Kershaw.
But you have to really get to Kershaw. Getting to Kershaw now is getting two runs in a game.
With the Giants, here's the thing. If Kershaw got up early, it's pretty much
right.
it's huge. We always talked about this when you played the Giants in the playoffs. All they needed was to be up on you one run, and it was like five runs.
Yeah.
I still feel that way. If it
right.
was Kershaw against Petit, if they were up, if the Giants got the two runs in the first or the second, I think
right.
that it would have been.
But I'm just talking about, like, more often than not, the guy who's going to give you your best opportunity is Bumgarner. PB's pitched
yes.
well, right? But it's mostly at home is when he pitches well, mm-hmm. right? Same thing with Hudson. Same thing with Petit. But the big problem becomes is, let's say you have what happened to Hudson. You have what happened to PB right when he first came to the Giants before he started picking things up. It's like those things are more in play than the good stuff. And that's what worries me. So
it's because you're a pessimist.
No, it's because I'm a realist.
You're a pessimist.
No.
Well, how about this? Think about this.
You'll get
out of PB, let's just say this is just fat, 100% fat. They go into the playoffs and they say, we get into the sixth inning with PV, he's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say then? Because the big thing on PV is like when he was in Boston and stuff, he would blow a lot of games. Like they would leave him in too long. What if they said, okay, with Peavy, we are going to go into the sixth inning where he's still pitching strong, he's still pitching great. They've only seen him probably like two times or two and a half times through the lineup. And then we get him out and then they get to the bullpen.
Do they have a lead?
I mean, well, I'm just saying, like, what would you say to that strategy with him where you know, like...
That is the strategy they have with him. That's the strategy they've had with him since he's come over.
Yeah.
PB three times through the lineup is not good.
Yeah.
And that's not so much because the pitchers know what's coming. It's more of what PB has left.
Yeah, he kind of... He loses it. Right. Like...
And so him and Hudson are in the same boat. Petit's in the same boat to an extent if he gets behind. When he gets behind, he is not a good pitcher. Because then they can sit on pitches like Kemp sat on the 2-0 cutter and launched it. I mean, that's the thing. And so the reason why I bring that up is because the other pitchers for the other teams that are in the playoffs, they have more room for error. Whereas Hudson, Peavy, Petit, they don't have that much room for error.
You know what's funny, though, is that even when the Giants were in the playoffs and they won the World Series championships, they still didn't have what was considered the best arms in baseball.
Bumgarner was unknown.
Well, but Bumgarner was
Romo. So was Romo. He was definitely unknown,
so
too.
So was Romo.
And, you look back and you can definitely... He's obviously been getting hit a lot this year.
Yeah.
And he's adjusted his game a lot. But, yeah, he was definitely unknown. He was throwing a lot of the stuff that he was throwing this year, and people were just not hitting it because they just had never seen it.
And that's the thing. And now that people kind of know what's coming, that, they have more of a book on him. He's been exposed too much.
And I think he has the same problems that maybe Madison Bumgarner doesn't have it, but for the most part, virtually every pitcher on our staff has this problem where they're afraid to go inside.
Yeah.
And they get way too predictable.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that happened to Hudson on Saturday.
Yeah.
Not saying he has the power to, hammer in the inside corner, but he needs to go in there every once in a while because
they were just
sitting on the outside corner and slapping into the opposite field.
Well, that's
four
that's
times in a row.
That's always been Hudson's game.
And I am sorry for yelling. I hate yelling. I just got frustrated. Because you kept going on a tangent.
I just want my scenario. My point is that the idea that someone is not going to be at their best in a playoff game is absurd.
Which I wasn't saying at all.
But like you're saying that the Hudson is like, it doesn't matter because Hudson dialed in is different than how someone else is dialed in. And it comes down to talent. And
well,
if you're asking me if Hudson is going to be more talented, I'll say sometimes yes. But the thing is with this team...
It's like, I just think it's the one game scenario.
Yeah.
Like, think of probability. If Tim Hudson was going to pitch one game and one game only, like, what do you think the probability of the Giants winning the game, or not even winning the game, but of Tim Hudson pitching well? Like, what do you just think? If he is completely focused on
if you ask me if he's going to have, like, a quality start, six innings, three or less runs,
yeah, well,
that's it's a 50-50 proposition.
You think it's
point.
A 50-50?
Yes.
No, that's fine. I think that's completely fine. And I think that probably is...
I kind of have to agree with that.
Probably is accurate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it really is. When Tim Hudson is on,
There's a lot of 50-50 propositions on this team.
Yeah. When Maddox is on, I mean, well, what I was going to say is, when he's on, it's like you're watching... It's like you're watching Greg Maddox.
We saw Hudson on, we've seen Petit on, we've seen Peavy on, right? We've seen
Petit has nasty stuff, and I think that he's still new enough where he can be effective in the playoffs. Like, because people... Like, people know who... Because he kind of had different roles with the team, but the role that he's in now, I think that he can be very effective in the playoffs when you don't have a big book on him. You know what I mean?
He is someone that people don't have a book on, but the one thing that they do know is that if he gets behind, then that can spell doom.
That's racist.
I'm sorry. When white people get behind...
Jesus Christ.
No, but that's the thing. It's like back in 2010, Lincecum was not super dominant, but he was still freaking Tim Lincecum.
Yeah, because he was a power pitcher.
Right. Matt Cain was Matt Cain. Bumgarner was a young stud. You know?
I can't help but think...
Jonathan Sanchez hadn't blown up yet.
Right? I can't help but think
except
about...
Except against the Phillies and Chase Utley, which is still funny to this day.
Like the World Series game, or was it the NLCS where... Barry Zito came.
That's in 12. Yeah, but Barry Zito for the two games against the Cardinals and then against fucking Justin Verlander in game one of the World Series decided to become, like, the best pitcher on the planet. It's like, where the fuck was this?
Yeah.
Right? Because they had no one else.
And that's what I mean about, like, the dialed-in thing.
Yeah.
And it go, like, where you're in that situation where you have somebody like Barry Zito and I... Tim Hudson obviously is pitching way better than Zito did when he came over to the Giants. But I just mean, you kind of, it's very similar to me. It's like you had Barry Zito was like, I'm going to get one crack at this.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like if you're asking me right now who, if like who would be the, who could pitch the single best games on the staff right now, Bumgarner is obviously one, but like Petit's two. Like Petit just threw an 84 pitch complete game.
I don't think Petit is two.
I think
the only reason he would be two would be at home.
Yeah.
If I would have to go with number two, it would probably be either...
It'd be,
I'd have to go Vogelsong, to be honest.
See, and so there's, and so this is the other question
but
about
this.
He's
not a starter.
So is Vogelsong... Does Vogelsong still have the stuff that you want to trust him in the playoffs? Because...
Which is what... I mean, he was the bread and butter mid-reliever. He got the Giants out of a lot of crap.
But then when he became a starter in 2012, you know... I mean,
Vogelsong is not a starter.
He's still a. That's the question now. It's like you have, and this is where having Kane out just hurts you so bad. What sucks though is that when Kane comes back next year, he's actually going to be, I think, pretty good because of the fact that once you get those floating bodies out of there, and you don't have any other structural damage to your elbow, that you're going to be fine. You know, it's kind of like what will happen with Pujols. Pujols had the plantar fasciitis and. Had to tear off the bone in order for him to completely heal. And then once he completely healed, it's like, oh, there's Albert Pujols again, right? And that's what sucks about the Giants right now is that you only have one really dependable starter, and then you have some question marks, or you have guys like PV who can only go a certain length, you know, and that's what's tough. And the bullpen isn't as good as it once was.
I think it's still good, though.
You have Machi, who's good, but you're not throwing Romo out there in the eighth anymore. Affelt can't hit right. He can't pitch against right-handed hitting right now. I mean,
oh,
so
this is good,
isn't it?
Lagunitas.
Shout out to Lagunitas. Daytime.
Yeah, it's officially nighttime.
Yeah, nighttime for daytime.
Whoa! What happened?
But that's the thing. It's like the bullpen in certain spots, you're going to find it. And I'm going to be very interested to see if Hunter Strickland makes his postseason roster. Very interested to see. Because he's a guy who throws 100, right? If he if he has the control he was showing, I mean,
he was having some pretty good control, some unhittable control.
Yeah, and he's someone that's I mean, you're seeing that for the first time in the playoffs. It's very much a Joel Zumaya situation. Where he was
for the
just
love of God, take George Kontos off and put him on.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. It's like, so Kontos off. But you know, Romo, you can get Romo against righties. You're still good. You have
outside,
Lopez.
Though.
You have Affelt. And you're going to throw another starter back there. So you're going to put Volge or you're going to put Petit back there. But I really hope that the Giants figure out whether or not Hudson's good to go, because if he's not, then all of a sudden you do have to depend on both Petit and Vogelsong as starters, and your number two guy becomes Peavy, and that's tough. That's a tough proposition.
Not for me.
So we'll see.
All right,
I'm done talking about depressing sports shit.
It's all depressing, Tim.
It is all depressing. Tongue depressing, actually. How's Facebook, Harrison?
Facebook? Oh, yeah, Hacker Fight?
Hacker Fight.
It was good. I mean,
you went there again at the place Super Turbo?
Yeah, did I not invite you?
No, you didn't. When was it?
Friday. Could you have gone? Just say no so I don't feel bad.
No, I could not have gone. Actually, I totally could have because I got out of work super.
Fuck.
I want to go and just, like, commentate on Super Turbo so bad.
I need his commentary on Super Turbo hella bad.
Because I love Super Turbo.
Nobody knew what was going on.
Let me get on that Super Turbo.
Oh, man, I'm so
was
sorry.
It Remix?
No.
They play
good.
They play on like, the cab, dude.
Good. Fuck you. Yeah.
Damn, I'm
was
sorry.
There hella original Sagats? Was there hella original Sagats?
Well, I think we just did... No, but it was the Wolf Brothers there.
Oh. Yeah, those guys are so sick, dude. And they've gotten the... Actually, no, that's not true, because Justin Wong won Evo with Marvel. But before then, they got the farthest in any SBO. And Super Turbo, like, they, like back in the day, they just, like, showed up. It was a 2v2 tournament for Super Turbo. And they played Bison... And
also,
Claw?
Dictator and Boxer?
No. Claw and Dictator.
Okay.
I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They do play... They have a sick Dawson, though, too.
Yeah.
They're good with everybody. Like, they were just ridiculous. But they made it to, like, the third round or fourth round, which was just, like, ridiculously good. Back, like, you know,
yeah.
Going against Japanese Super Turbo players back in the day. So, those guys are... Legends.
Nice.
But we had that, and then, you know, it was, the tournament took way too long.
Which ones?
Just both of them.
In general.
But, you know, it's always a laid-back place.
Yeah.
It's always for people, it's, the whole point of this tournament is for, you know, people from different companies to come and just, like, chill and hang out. And
yeah. Can Los Angeles Brothers go? Are we a company?
You can go, anybody can go, you just need to know somebody to let you in.
I know you.
Then you can get in.
Yo! All right then.
Nice.
We should totally. We need to pwn up on our Super Turbo.
You need to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I could probably get back.
I could bust out my E Honda. I think I could do okay with E Honda.
It was good though. Mike Ross actually
shit.
Won a tournament with Twitch. Which
in what?
In Ultra.
Ultra.
Yeah.
Who did?
Mike Ross.
Oh, nice.
Mike Ross. But yeah, there was a lot of people
Honda,
there. There was, you know, BJ and Shane was there. Kelvin was there.
Was Ricky there?
Mike Ross was there. Well, Ricky's not part of a company. You gotta be part of a company in order to...
Well, I'm part of the Boys and Girls Club. That's a company.
Oh, dude, you should...
You gotta be a startup tech company.
Boys and Girls Club tech.
Simpson Brothers is technically...
You know, Van Geef was there. Combo Fiend was there. Lando actually beat Combo Fiend.
Wow.
Off stream, which I was really sad about.
In Ultra?
Yeah.
With
which
what?
Is hilarious.
Well, hang on, let me guess. Peter was playing...
Hugo.
Oh, Hugo.
Yeah.
I was going to say he was probably playing Guy.
Okay,
like that.
So let's...
No, the thing about this tournament is your character...
Your character locked.
Your character locked
yeah,
the entire
right.
tournament. And you have to tell them your character before
yeah.
you do anything. So that's the character.
That's like Japanese style.
Yeah.
So you're like that. You can't change characters.
Can we just throw this out there? Is Hugo the new hotness? Because this is really, really weird.
No.
That,
no.
No, no, no. But it's really weird how many people have started picking him up. Because
they love
the
character.
He's
the
lowest tier character.
He was a low tier character in Third Strike, but people still picked him up.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like people are going pretty far into tournaments with him.
Where?
Well.
Or they're playing well.
Well, it depends who's playing him, Tim. If, like, it's like if Daigo or Justin Wong or somebody picks... Hugo, they'll probably get pretty
good.
If it's like me,
I'm just saying that I'm noticing more people playing him, which I just found was really odd.
Like
I picked him up for 2 weeks and dropped his ass. Like that was mainly because Harrison or Fuerte'd me to death.
I think Calafin just played at Hugo just because like whatever.
He loves low tier characters.
But Kelvin has been grinding Hugo hella hard. And he's really the only Hugo player that I know of that's
he goes with YME, right? Or no?
Mm-mm. No, it's Monster Getty.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. If I had to guess Lando, if he were going to pick anybody, I would say he was probably... I want to say, like, no, not DJ.
He only plays one character.
He plays Chun-Li and DJ in Super Turbo. So it's... Oh no. Who does he play?
Blanca. He always plays Blanca.
I thought Hiro was a Blanca. Hiro. Hiro. I thought he was
They both play Blanca.
Oh. Alright.
Yeah.
I like Blanca. I always say that Blanca is like, I still think that he has the makeup to be a very good character.
He does, but Tournament you have to play him super lame and nobody wants to play lame.
I do.
Then talk about Yun for a little bit.
I'm just mad that they made. I'm mad that they made. That they made Guile worse. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do
Gile, that. Why did they make him worse?
It just. I mean, the holes in his game are so blatantly offense because his. Are so blatantly obvious because his offense is just everything is so limited about
it. He's only got what? Yeah.
I mean, he has the two moves.
And he only has 900 life now, too.
Oh, yeah, they knocked his life down by 50.
I don't know why they did that.
And, they don't fix any of it. He has no wake-up options. He can do nothing. If you get him into the corner, there's nothing he can do. Like, he's...
Hella air throws.
Yeah, they increase the range of his air throw, and that's, like, cool. Yeah. But you can't... that's not exactly a viable strategy. You'll maybe get one or two off in a match, and then people will just smash you out of the
game. Like jumping against Hugo. Nope, not gonna happen.
I don't know.
Yep, hack fight. Damn it, I feel bad now.
It's okay. Right.
There's plenty to come. We'll make it happen. If I'm truly working home from Fridays, this just opens up so many possibilities.
My buddy Logan works for Twitter. I should tell him to go.
Twitter's there.
He's just a. Maybe I can go play under the Twitter banner.
I think there's like 26 companies there or something.
That's awesome.
There's over 100 people.
Where do the Wolf Brothers? Who do they work for? Or what are they?
Zynga and Adderall, I think.
Oh, Zynga's a gaming, yes. Right?
I think so.
They do like all the Facebook games.
Do they? I don't know.
Adderall.
No,
drug. Adderall. ADRO.
I took like 15 Adderalls before we did the show.
And now you're downing yourself with beer. That doesn't help. That's not how Adderall works, Pete. That's not how Adderall works.
Explains all the yelling.
My mind doesn't know which way to go and it's hurting me.
I want to apologize again for yelling. I hate yelling.
I didn't mean to yell.
I just got frustrated. Because I was, like I said, I was just looking at the one point. And I wasn't implying anything else.
I know.
I apologize.
Don't implicate. Implement. But yeah. And then, Destiny came out Tuesday and everybody's going batshit over it.
It looks great. I was watching it on Twitch.
Yep.
Do you know what else came out like a couple of weeks ago and everybody's going batshit crazy
for the Diablo expansion?
Diablo 3 patch 2.1 is sick.
Yeah. Now, Diablo is...
so funny how far that game has come.
It's...
Like I said...
They listened.
I still remember right when it came out, and you were talking about
God,
it.
God,
and you
so
were
sick.
Just like...
It's going to be so sick, and then you play and get to 60. Like, God, I died 2 fucking hits. And I have to wear a shield as a monk. This game is fucking garbage.
And Harrison's just like ready to fucking throw his computer out the window. And then he's like, oh God, I hope they do this and this and this in the patch. And then like a year later, you're like, this fucking game is awesome.
Well,
man.
The whole point is that, you know, they got it. They got it right.
And then you were the one that told me to get it.
Yep. No, I did. I was on, I was playing Hearthstone. And... the battle.net loading screen thing, that app, whatever it is, kept talking about the new expansion. I was on the SRK forums. I was like, what do you get? Like, what's the deal? They're like, well, you know, give it a shot. I think you'll just give it a shot. And I was like, well, it's $20. Like, I kind of had $20, even though I didn't really have $20. And I got it. And I was immediately regretting buying it as soon as I logged in and saw my character, my witch doctor that was sitting there at 60 and the same exact gear, and I wrote an article about it that actually got a lot of pop on VentureBeat, and it was just talking about how I just had these flashbacks where when I was playing Diablo 3, all it had become was you go on the auction house. and you farm the auction house. That's how you got your gear. Because there was
That's what you did in Final Fantasy VI.
That's what you do in Final Fantasy
VI. No shit. There's the auction house for all the espers and and a lot of the rare gear. And so after certain points in the game, you just go back with hella gold or gil, and you just buy it all. Huh. That's what you do.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's hilarious.
I never went about that route. Mm-hmm. That's actually a different way to play that. Now I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, like, I remember sitting there for hours trying to work the auction house to get better gear. And I was like, I'm not even playing this game. I'm just like a stock trader. I'm trying to sell stuff that while it's hot to get more gold to buy something that's going to better my witch doctor. And I was sitting there logging in and I was like, did I just get like gypped out of $20? Am I getting sucked into this like piece of crap game again? And I started playing it and I was just like, no, this game is so much better than vanilla Diablo 3. And I played it and I played it and I played it. And I remember getting back on the show and I was like, Harrison, you gotta...
And then, I don't know if it was shortly after or it already happened, they shut down the auction house.
Yep.
And then right after that...
It had already shut down when I was on there. It was no more. It was already gone. They got rid of it.
And then after that, they... you can't trade anything now.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, which at point, I mean, sometimes I think, oh, that's kind of lame, that's kind of dumb. But at the same point, you know, it's kind of cool because it eliminates bots to an extent and other stuff like that. But
I just, okay, it eliminates bots, but they really need to figure out a way to, like, encourage people finding other people to play with. You know what I mean? Because, like, that was the cool thing about Diablo 2. Was that you can always find people to, like, power level with or, like, just play with. But this, it's like you log on and you're kind of like, all right, how do I find people to play with?
Yeah, it's you. It doesn't like throw it in your face. Like, click here to join.
Well, is it because they wanted to try and differentiate from how you did like guilds and shit in WoW, or like?
Well, there's clans, but there always were clans in Diablo 2, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, there was. So there really, it's like no difference. But the thing I like about, I really wish they would bring back the room thing from Diablo 2.
Instead of the skill tree?
No, the where you log in and then it brings you to a lobby. And all of the people online are in the lobby. And then there's a list of all the rooms that people have made.
Yeah.
And it'll say if you can join or not. But it's like you kind of just log in and there's no way to really communicate with other people.
It's like chat roulette.
How is it like chat roulette?
Spin.
It's like chat roulette.
No dicks, no dicks, no dicks, no dicks. Stop.
We should.
Stop.
We'll set up a camera and we'll do a live stream
chat roulette.
All sit around the computer. And
I wonder how like that shit started. Like there was just one person. Like, just on chat roulette, and then just, like, you know, after 5 hours of searching, they just ran into something with a dick.
Jesus Christ.
And then they just over-exaggerated, like, oh my god, every person on chat roulette showing their dick. And then everybody hears that, and they're like, well, I gotta show my dick now. And so everybody just shows their dick on chat roulette.
My favorite.
I have a feeling that...
Do you think you ever went on there and, like, ran into somebody that you know without knowing that it was their...
Probably. Oh, boy. Well, do you remember what the Daily Show did when it was big, when chat roulette was big? Did you ever see that one?
No.
It's pretty fantastic.
I don't watch a lot of Daily Show. I don't watch crap TV, Tim. What?
I guess not a lot, because there's The Leftovers, but...
Great show.
Is John Oliver.
John Oliver. I'm telling you right now, John Oliver is probably the most important man on TV. Right now.
Okay, so Tim and I, it wasn't an argument, but we had a discussion. We were talking about best show on TV. So imagine all your favorite shows were in season right now.
Pete, I just paid you $10 via Venmo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So imagine everything is in season. I'm talking The Leftovers... Game of Thrones. I mean, whatever you love, they're all in season. What do you watch? You can only watch, they're all on at one time slot, like 7 to 8 p.m. on Sundays.
True Detective.
True Detective?
Yeah.
What about John Oliver? No?
Not even close.
Tim, you said that you would watch John Oliver over anything else.
Right. No,
which I found very interesting.
So the one thing about True Detective is that that's going to be serialized. And so it's going to be...
I love cereal.
I know, cereal is delicious.
Does it come with milk?
Yes. Yeah. But...
How do you spell come?
Thank God podcast can see hand gestures.
Unless it's the show that sucks, in which case...
Oh, God.
Bring out the hand gestures.
Can I just show up once an episode and the show that sucks will just pop up right from the bottom? And just
out. Jack, you have a small gift.
Jack, no, we're good. We're good. Oh, Christ.
Can you more?
No, you're fine.
Jack?
No, it's good. No. You can... Okay, we'll turn it up a little bit. Turn it up a little bit more. Turn it up a little bit more. Turn up a little bit. That's fine. No, all the way.
It's like not. That is
it's
all
fine.
The way.
Okay, no, it's good. We're good.
We're good?
Ah! No, we're fine.
Okay.
Fine. So, what
Why
were we talking about?
Why does your garage door look like tinfoil?
Because I added that. It's insulation.
Oh. That's cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Those were my knees, by the way, that was popping.
Oh, cool. They have fireworks on this show. I love it. Now it's my knees. So to recap, after I knocked over the microphone.
Nice work, Pete.
we talked about the Niners. We talked about the Giants. I then started yelling at Tim about a scenario in which I couldn't explain to him what I was talking about. And then I have this is now the third time that I've apologized to him for it. So I apologize for apologizing.
We're talking about the best show on television, I believe.
Best show on TV. Tim says John Oliver.
I said True Detective.
You said
and
True Detective.
And then Tim was about to say why
yes,
that's
thank
not
you.
True.
Why what's not true?
Why he would rather watch John Oliver because True Detective is a... What did you say it was?
It's serialized because it's not going to be the same show from each season to the next season. Like, you're not going to have Woody Harrelson and...
That's
Matt
where they get you. Season 10, they bring it all together.
Okay. I don't care, though. Like... The first one was good. Why would I not want to try and watch the second one, you know? That still answers the question. If I would want to watch any show that's going on right now, I'd still watch True Detective.
Hmm.
But
John Oliver is really good, though.
Nobody said real sex.
But you were saying that he is better than...
Colbert
and Jon Stewart, which I feel like is a little bit unfair.
And Bill O'Reilly.
Because... Definitely Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah,
because
weekly, sure.
Because obviously those other guys gotta do it four times a week.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have all week to prepare.
But that's the thing, is like people are still talking about Oliver on a weekly basis, whereas Stewart and Colbert only get things brought up
and
when they're above what they normally do.
And John Oliver has HBO on his side. And what I mean by that is that he's not on a network that...
Is that my baby crying?
He's not on a network that can be... that can censor him.
Sure. But John Stewart and Colbert still say what they want.
I know. And that's... I guarantee you there are some things that they might not be able to say, though,
mm-hmm.
because of the network that they're on. Right. HBO, they can do whatever the fuck they want. And they do on that show.
Yes.
They do whatever the fuck they want.
And I think that that is why Oliver took the job. And that's why I think it was the right move. Because the thing was with Colbert. So Colbert having his show right after Jon Stewart, that was kind of like... happy. That was like, it was the timing was right? And now that he's going to replace Letterman, they're talking about, oh, who's going to replace Colbert? And Oliver following Stewart would not have been good because him and Stewart are too similar. And so I think him taking the money and going to HBO was like, yeah, I feel like I can do this. And I think
it's like that show, like, maybe I'm wrong a little bit with the. That they can do whatever they want, but HBO, it lets them just take it that little bit of extra mile.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. They could do a lot of that stuff. They could do a lot of those things, but HBO can take it the extra step that those that because
it's not TV. It's not TV. It's HBO.
It's HBO. One thing that I know that but like you're talking about like True Detective, the one thing that TV stations are now networks are now doing is they don't care. Mostly, even if it's on network TV with commercials, how long the show is. Very rarely are you going to see the good shows.
I think they do. But I think there's obviously some exceptions.
But like, but that the good shows, the shows that draw the ratings, like Game of Thrones will go for an hour sometimes. Sons of Anarchy.
Well, Game of Thrones is on HBO.
Yeah, but even HBO wants shows that begin at 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
And so, but they'll let Game of Thrones run until 10:05, 10:10 sometimes. And then and that's the thing. It's like, and I think that those types of shows, I think what networks are starting to realize, like, they don't care if it's a little bit longer than normal. If they get to do the show the way it's going to be well-received, then why not? But then you get shows like Sons of Anarchy, whose premiere I watched on Tuesday. And that show was pretty horrible.
Pretty horrible?
Pretty horrible.
Pretty horrible now?
Because at one point it was good. Now it's just like, it's really bad. It's turned into just like another, it's like a stereotypical show where you gotta show all the blood and it's not about the characters anymore. And it's just like, I'm falling out of it. I'm watching it just to kind of see where the end goes and see if there's any type of redemption, but it's bad. It's like, it's really bad. Whereas shows like Mad Men got better, Game of Thrones got better.
Okay, thank you. Somebody agrees with me. Okay, all this bullshit about Mad Men not being as good or getting better.
Oh, no.
I don't know what the hell these people are talking about. Like, these stories are just getting so much better, and me, as a young person, I watch it to learn about the 60s and early 70s. That's why I watch the show. Okay? And then now I'm learning a lot about my history, but all these people are like, oh, yeah, they're doing all this weird, you know, smoking weed and doing SCs. Like, that's what they fucking did. Like, oh, my God, it's crazy. I know. They're a bunch of rich advertisers. What the hell do you think they're going to do? They're not going to sit around doing, you know...
Fast forward 50 years into the future, it's streamers.
Yeah, I'm just going to be, you know, high on life.
On season 5 of the show that sucks, Harrison discovers marijuana for the first time.
So, Tim says John Oliver, True Detective, what's your show?
Don't say The Leftovers.
I would respect that, though.
I love The Leftovers.
Because, dude, that season finale...
Tim, you haven't even tried watching
it. I don't
want to
watch a show that's that depressing.
Okay, Tim, was The Sopranos depressing?
No, it was awesome. That show was fantastic.
God damn it, Tim. Then this show, this is The Sopranos then. Watch it.
I don't know about that.
The last two episodes were absolutely incredible.
Tim, just watch it.
And when I say this, don't have it turn you off.
You have to
continue watching after the first episode.
You have to watch the entire season. 10 episodes. Tim, look at me.
It's just 10 episodes.
Have I ever made you watch anything?
No. You made me watch some things that I can never leave this mind. So that's...
What?
So it's The Leftovers?
No. That was supposed to be a horrible brother joke, but go ahead.
No, that's it. Just you have to watch it.
Okay.
So it's The Leftovers?
I mean, part of it, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Right.
So, like, for instance, a few weeks ago, I finally finished The Sopranos. So, I finished something that was done in, like, 2006, and I'm like, man, this is the greatest thing ever. And everyone's like, yeah, 10 years ago. Dick. I'm like, sorry. Have you guys heard of this show called Scrubs? Hilarious. They're like, yeah, 10 years ago, Dick. Oh, sorry. So, I love Sopranos. I thought it was awesome.
Now, like, That's going on now.
Well, that would it would have to be the leftovers.
So that or Bachelor, HBO's that or King,
that or Bachelor in Paradise, because I watched Bachelor in Paradise, which was very entertaining.
Just want to just yank your card right now. Just
I think you guys are all forgetting one show.
Is that Archer?
Better Call Saul.
Huh?
That's not even out yet, though.
It's gonna be out.
Well, you can't go into the future. A year from now, best show on TV. Which
yeah,
it very
I
well
think,
could be, because I love
Saul. I think HBO's killing it right now.
They always kill it.
I know, like...
They are just able to produce so much awesome content. Can't get mad at them. We actually have to wrap it up. We hit an hour. Wow. And most of it was spent about yelling and complaining about the Giants.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Which sounds about right.
Yeah.
Half a case of beer and Giants losing. It's,
like to remind,
that sounds about right.
We'd like to remind everybody out there to please subscribe. Is it subscribe?
Subscribe.
I believe it's French.
Okay.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Subscribe. Yeah. But subscribe to us on the iTunes.
Yeah, please.
We're huge in Japan.
You know what I realized is that for the majority of our episodes, we never did any, like, follow us on Facebook.
Promotion. Facebook.
Like us on iTunes.
Like us on iTunes. Or write us reviews.
Subscribe us on.
Tell us how
do
much
we have
we
a
suck.
Review on?
Tell us how much we suck. Tell us what we need to do to get better. Tell us what we need to do to make you, the listener,
they're like,
you know, take off your pants whenever you hear our voices.
Here's what people will say. People will say this. How about you go back to putting in more effort than drinking a case of beer and then saying, we should do a podcast. Okay.
I'm sorry. That's how podcasts started. That's how they all started.
I'm drunk.
I want to talk. Let's see if other people want to hear us talk.
I know we're at an hour. We're going to go over an hour.
A little bit more.
I have to talk about it. The huge buzz that
I have right now.
No, that... Smash is getting.
Yeah, that is something that. Well, when next time Sam's with us, we're gonna have him talk about that because I know he's been all over that shit. But
it's not out yet.
It's no,
not
it's not.
Out yet,
the big thing is this: is that the
full roster is released.
The people are getting hands-on experience with it. Like select members in the community are getting to play it, and a lot of tournament players are saying that every character is. Viable. Like, it's a very balanced game, and it's really, really good.
Well, what the fuck do people know in the first 2 weeks? Like,
right. What I'm saying is it's completely, that is a complete 180 of what they have said on the other ones, because they're still playing the same exact Smash Brothers from, like, Nintendo 64, or GameCube, or whatever the hell it is.
It's still old.
It's still old.
It's
and
still
so
old.
Now it seems like they're willing to make the jump into the new generation of consoles, which is exciting. And the other announcement is that Nintendo is officially conceding the casual consumer market, because they came out and said, just like, you know what, we started out as a casual consumer market, made a killing in it, now everybody is on this for their casual
video
game.
He is holding an iPhone.
Yeah, so people, you know, they play whatever on their phones. And now that's where people go for the casual game. So now they're rededicating themselves to a more...
to good games.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, right? Because
yeah.
Everything else would just...
Tell
like,
you what, Wii U comes out, when the new Xenoblade game comes out, I'm buying a Wii U. It's that simple. When Metal Gear Solid 5 comes out, I'm buying a PS4. That simple. Like, those games... when they're there, people will buy systems just for those games.
I guarantee people bought a PS4 for Destiny.
Yeah, no. The Destiny packs were huge pre-sellers. It was the biggest pre-sale, I think, not ever, but one of the top 10 or top 15 ever, something like that.
What do you...
you know what the highest grossing bundle was? Donkey
Kong 64. Oh, you're so full of that. Is it really?
Harrison,
you're such a liar.
Stop
you're
it,
such
dude.
A dick.
Harrison,
I thought you were serious.
Harrison,
I was like, my God, that's amazing. I was like, wait,
Harrison,
you're lying.
Now has it in his contract with us that was written in Crayola on a napkin some 3 years ago that Donkey Kong 64 gets mentioned.
When's your birthday?
Let's say 14th.
Oh yeah, October.
So
I know what I'm getting. I'm going to get you something for your birthday, and you have to wear it on stream every single time you stream.
Is it like completely inappropriate?
No. Well, depending on who you talk to, it could be just insanely inappropriate.
I can only imagine.
I'll tell you, it's going to be Donkey Kong 64 t-shirt. Okay. And you have to wear it every single time.
I'll fucking wear that shit. I don't care. I'll sport that.
You're going to wear it. You have to wear it every time you scream.
Every time? Why every time?
Because it's your calling card. It's your shtick.
And people are just going to be constantly, why the fuck is Harrison?
Exactly. Right? It'll be your thing.
It's going to be like, everybody.
Watch. You will become like an overnight millionaire.
Because of that Donkey Kong t-shirt?
We didn't even talk about iPhone, Apple Watch coming out.
Let's do it.
It's real quick. Congrats.
Is it though?
Real quick, congrats to Apple for getting big. Shout out to Samsung for deciding to be all like, oh, we've done this for years and years and years, but you still haven't grabbed enough of the market. And so...
Well, they did it for years and years and years, but they still haven't made a watch yet.
Yeah. And so the watch part, I think, is going to improve. People have
I don't care. I don't. Yeah. If I have a phone, I'm not going to sit there and be like, yeah. Ma! Mom, hey!
The meatloaf.
You have a phone? Talking to the fucking phone. Why do you need a watch?
I think if they figure out ways to make it the ultimate health / athletic, like, if they go that route, they have a shot.
How many fucking people use it for that?
That's what they're trying to sell it. So here's the thing. How you have to sell it.
No.
That's how you have to sell it. Because you can't sell this as a communicator. Not when people have these in their pocket 24/7. This becomes redundant. You have to find another.
So phones are going to become redundant?
No. This watch becomes redundant.
You don't even have a watch on.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's already redundant.
It would be redundant on my hand right now.
Yes.
Unless I was so into physical
fitness. I like what you're saying.
The only way I'm ever going to buy this is if it replaces that.
Right. And that, not going to happen.
No.
Because, yes, you're going to be able to
get... What do you mean, like, live stream stuff onto your... Yeah. Like,
oh, hey, look.
Fuck that.
Oh, dude, Snapchat from your watch, though.
You can't send dick pics. You'd be like this.
Dude, why the fuck not? Like, it's okay, you know what? 2030. I bet they can fit a camera that's super small and it'll be just as godlike as the camera.
So you can't do that, right? Like, yoink, boom. Just boom. Right there. Right in this area. Right here.
So you're saying you're going to be like J.O.
Yeah.
J.O. Sesh.
Hella J.O. Sessions.
I told my friend that term the other day. And he just looked at me for like 5 seconds until he realized what it was.
It was just like,
and then he's like, holy shit, I'm going to use that all the time.
Shout out to yeah, guys. So yeah. I think phone's great. Apple Watch, not sold on it. Give it a year. See what they can do to improve it.
Who's going to pay $300 for a fucking
Casio
watch?
But
it's like,
also,
it's got a calculator. So does this watch from 1985.
The big thing is that they finally upped the storage. You can finally buy 128 gig phone, which is huge.
Here's the thing:
$1 million.
Can you not on a Samsung phone buy the basic whatever?
Yeah.
And then replace the card.
With this, there's a 64 gigabyte card in here.
Right.
And that only costs like $30.
Yeah.
If you were to do that with an iPhone, that would cost you.
I guess
$500.
My point is that those people are rarities anyway, because. Let's be honest, the people who want to put that much on a phone, there's not really...
Do you put that much on your phone?
Let's
see. How much do you use on your phone right now? Go on to your phone.
Maybe it's like 25 gigs.
I don't even think it's that.
See? And that's my point. It's like, I feel like...
I take a lot of dick pics, so...
That being said, the one crappy thing about this is that while I have a lot of storage, you can only have 8 gigabytes of app. Because you can only have how much.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The original storage is what you can install the apps on. Originally, you can install it anywhere. Like, you can install it on cards and stuff, but they took that away.
Mm. So you've had both. You had an iPhone 4S, liked it, went and you got a Samsung. You also like it. You've had both. You like both.
You're a bisexual.
Yes, Tim. That's the joke.
Thank you.
But, I mean, what do you think?
So I've used... Okay, first of all, I have total space on my SD card is basically... It's 59.5 gigs, and I have 43.5 gigs available.
Right, so 16 gigs.
Yes. So, and then my total device capacity is pretty full.
Okay. And that's 8 gigs. So you're about 20.
No, that's 16 gigs.
All right, so you're at 30 gigs.
Yeah, so...
$45.
But, okay, so getting back to... I've used both.
What have you liked about them? What have you not liked about them? Let's start with the iPhone. What did you like about the iPhone?
It was small. I like it was very inconvenient. Very inconvenient.
I loved how much it pissed me off.
Hello?
I loved it.
That
it was really convenient.
I just wanted to
do it. It was just what I needed to do. It didn't.
Yes.
This, I can't imagine ever going to watch a YouTube video or watch a movie or anything on my iPhone ever after going to
which I get because I don't even
because watching it on this is just like it's ridiculous like how much bigger it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean obviously like it's just easier to read. I don't know, it's just
it's bigger,
it's faster than my iPhone 4.
That means yeah, that's
that
right you had a 4
old. Yeah. It was kind of old, so I can't really compare it to the newer stuff. But it runs fast. I have good reception. I mean, I don't have really... It does what I need it to do all the time.
I'm fully integrated in the Apple shit.
Oh, and the one real good thing that I like about this phone is that it's an actual USB device when you plug it in your computer. As opposed
right.
to... Being able to, oh, shit, I need iTunes. Oh, I need all this bullshit.
Well,
like...
there's still things you can do with it, and that's the thing. So it's tough when it's a USB device. So you have to, for certain things, you do need iTunes, but you can still, like, get pictures and move media onto it and shit like that. But you have to know how to get in there to do it. It's just, but it's difficult to do so.
It's so much easier on this phone.
Right.
You don't have to deal with accounts or... Whatever. You don't have to deal with any of that bullshit with Android.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do any of that crazy shit like hacking in,
yeah,
putting emulators.
I love the idea of it. Like people talk about it. They're like, you can do all that. I'm like, that sounds awesome. But then I also think like, am
right.
I really going to do that?
Yeah, right.
That's what the guy was trying. You know what? When I went to get... That's funny you say that because when I went to go get my iPhone 4... It was going to be the first smartphone I ever had, and I use iTunes all the time.
Uh-huh.
And
it was
now I really don't use iTunes ever.
Yeah, iTunes is dying. It's like dead.
What do you use?
I use the music app on here.
Spotify?
I use Spotify a little bit.
Yeah, but does
just
it have your library on there?
Yeah.
I use Pandora a lot.
I can't... See, the whole thing with Pandora is that because of data, I don't use it. But,
yeah, it's destroying my data, but that doesn't matter. There's also, anyways, whatever. I totally forgot what I was talking about now. What was I talking about, Tim?
No clue. I don't fucking know.
What was I talking about?
Don't know.
You were talking about you went to a place.
Oh, I was getting your...
to get your phone. Your
and
four.
They were selling me on the Galaxy S3, I think it was at the time,
or
S2, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That you can hack, you can do all this crazy stuff. And yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, what am I ever going to use? Any
yeah.
of this stuff? And I was like, just give me an iPhone 4. It does everything that I need. It's small. The only thing, the battery life is still kind of shitty. Like, I didn't really like that. It basically died. Like
for the iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
It
that's
died
the
before
thing,
the day was over.
If
you did anything, like this,
yeah.
Well, unless I'm like constantly looking at like
porn.
Imgur or porn or YouTube videos or...
Or YouPorn videos.
Or
what?
Imgur porn. Or Imgur.
Sorry.
Or watching like a stream or something that's going to zap my battery. It's going to last for
the
a pretty long time.
The one thing that I'll say now is that Apple is stuck on battery life and because of design, and they're not choosing to go with a bigger battery. So it's still 10-hour battery life. It's actually, it's between 10 and 12 now. And so
that is absolutely horrible.
But that's the thing. It's like
even the new one.
Why did I ever buy an iPhone?
Let me see your phone. I just want to see the size. Oh yeah, it's the same one. Like this is. I don't know if I need the 6 Plus. I don't know, like, or the Note.
That's
you
a 4.7, yeah. That's a 4.7.
This.
I can't.
So that's gonna be.
You
the
know,
size.
When I first got it, because I had the iPhone 4 for a while, right, like 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, holy shit, this is enormous. And then I had that thing in my hand for like a month, and I was like, this is small, like.
Yeah.
You get used
it's
to it so incredibly fast.
But yeah. And that's my thing.
Well, for me, my hands, this feels way better than this. Where
yeah.
I,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like swallowing
too.
This.
Yeah.
This, it's like.
I mean, look at Pete. My fingers are touching. My fingers are freaking touch right now.
Mine are.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like.
I'm overlapping
yeah.
my fingers.
The voice commands for that are way better too.
I wonder what Siri is like on the new one. We'll see. Anyway, 115. I say maybe tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
What are you guys doing tomorrow? Oh, you guys got Wyme and shit.
That's Chicago's pizza tomorrow,
old
bro.
Chicago.
I'm probably going to be here.
Homie. Old Chicago.
I'm working until about probably about 6:30. So you guys will already be fully engulfed.
I have to go home anyway, so I got to sleep.
Yeah, I gotta
sure.
sleep too. Thanks, Pete.
All right, guys.
Make sure to send us to me.
Los Angeles Brothers.
Los Angeles Brothers on Facebook. And check us out on the tunes, on the iTunes. That's where we are for podcasts.
And Harrison is on every Tuesday. I play Winner. With
yes.
the show that sucks. And you're about to hit 100 fucking episodes.
Yeah, that's
so
a real show, by the way. If people didn't know, that's
yeah.
not something that we just
well, you get up. You get more views than we get.
Yeah. Ugh. So... Also,
you could
heads up,
if you, wanted.
You can't start calling it the. You gotta stop calling it the show that sucks when you hit 100 episodes. It's gotta be the show that like no longer sucks as bad or something like that.
That's too hard to say.
Sure,
sure. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right,
we'll see you next time.
We out.